WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and it is time for Cause and Effect, where I select one artist and look at their influences, bands within their peer group, and if they've been around a long time, bands that have taken in their footsteps, carrying on some of the same sound. This week, I have the wonderful honor of Kurt Ballou from Converge. He is a guitar player of the band. He has selected all 2 hours of the music you're going to hear this evening. Converge is from Massachusetts and has been playing a blend of metallic hardcore since 1990. I guess they've been considered one of the founding fathers to, well, I don't want to say founding fathers because we'll get into who some of those bands within the metalcore community are, but certainly one of the more well-known card-carrying members of that scene. But they've really developed over the last 5 years their sound into redefining what heavy music can be. And we'll explore a bit about where that change comes from as well. Kurt Ballou was once a biomedical engineer. And as I mentioned, he is a guitar player of Converge. But aside from his role in the band, he is also a recording engineer and owner of God City Studio, as well as a prolific producer. He's worked with his own band, Cave-In, Torch, Paint It Black, Trap Them, Black Breath. They're really just too many to mention. So a huge thank you to Kurt for selecting all the music this evening. And really, really cool collection of music for me because so much of it is what I grew up listening to. Just sort of tail end of high school, early 90s. So very much a lot of music from bands that I really just worshipped back in the day as well. And is sort of what brought my friendship to blossom with Kurt over the last 10 years too. So I'm without further ado, let's get to some music. So I can't imagine a better way to kick off the set than with a little Bad Brain. So here you go.
Let's is a puppet sire.
Give me
WRIR programming is supported by Deep Groove Records, the vinyl-only music store in Richmond's Fan at 317 North Robinson Street. Deep Groove Records sells and buys records 7 days a week, carries a wide spectrum of genres, and accepts special orders. For more information, you may call 804-278-9112 or follow Deep Groove on Facebook. I am Lightning's Girl. You are listening to Cause and Effect, and our band of this evening is Converge. The entire track listing is brought to you by guitar player Kurt Ballou from the band. Let's see, we heard Rites of Spring, undeniably one of the most important bands in the post-hardcore emo movement that happened in the late 80s, early 90s. Brendan and Guy from the band went on to be in Fugazi. We heard Universal Order of Armageddon, a song called Flux, has some of my favorite guitar work of all time by Tony Joy. Black Flag, Gimme, 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 just incredible classic. Something I didn't realize that Henry Rollins was not only 20 when he joined the band to record this, but he had only been asked to join the band just weeks before this recording session for Damaged. We heard DYS with Brotherhood, contemporary to SSD, Boston straight edge hardcore, because most of Converge comes from the Boston area. Certainly, we're going to hear from a couple of different Boston bands who are very influential to the scene that they were, you know, had in their backyard. We heard Converge with Eagles Become Vultures, their first release for Epitaph after leaving Equal Vision. And I'll be posting all of Kurt's notes about why he picked the tracks that he did on the website at the end of the show. And I am talking over Echo and the Bunnymen right now, All My Colors. We're going to go into sort of a grim, not quite industrial, but I guess more post-punk is how you'd want to describe this next band, and that would be Nick Cave's early band, The Birthday Party, and the song is called Dead Joe.
Oh, It was a power. It was with me. It was more of a power thing because of my fantasies. I acted out of my fantasies, consciously. It was a conscious decision on my part. Power thing. I didn't hear voices. I didn't hear voices.
We'll be right back. Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am Lightning's Girl. You are listening to Cause and Effect. Kurt Ballou has picked 2 hours of music for this evening's set, telling the tale of Converge's influences through his ears. Let's see, we heard Sonic Youth with Moat. That was Lee Ranaldo on the lead vocals for that. And when I post the notes about from Kurt about the songs that he picked for this evening, he says a great comment about Converge falling in between both Sonic Youth and Slayer, and the fact that, yeah, they've got that metal thing, but then they have that sort of heavy intensity energy that the more alternative side of Sonic Noise can be, which is Sonic Youth. And so they fall right in between there. I think that's a great description about this sort of sonic level of Converge, especially as of late. We heard Failure with Heliotropic off of Fantastic Plastic. That was their third and final studio album. I'm certain that anybody who is familiar with the band Cave-In is thinking, aha, yeah, absolutely, no doubt, a huge influence on Cave-In as well. Sort of a fantastic example of how a band who really didn't make it in the mainstream at all, Failure was not a household name, but within the underground music scene and certain circles, that band was bigger than you know, I don't know, Radiohead or something. So you can definitely hear that influence within the sort of Boston community of Converge and Isis and certainly Cave-In. We heard Godflesh with Locust Furnace off of Street Cleaner. A fun fact about that record is the drum machine sound was influenced by Eric B. and Rakim. Kind of a cool cause and effect there. And the beginning of that set was Birthday Party with Dead Joe. The upcoming set, I think, is going to freak some people out. Those who think they know what Converge is all about may not expect some of the songs that you're about to hear in the next bit of set, so kind of excited to blow your mind. But first, it seemed really important to finish out this Neil Young track, which is from the soundtrack of Dead Man. I know you got 2 hours of Neil Young last week, but just goes to show that Neil Young has influenced so many different kinds of artists, and Converge is one of them. Kurt made it a point to show me that the last, I guess, minute of this song is definitely material that he has, let's just say, has been heavily influenced by. So maybe you'll hear some Converge riffs built into that last bit of this song.
We'll be right back. spear through the hole. Beggars and thieves bring down a common enemy. While punch up kings and corner queens unlock their souls from gold.
nobody dies. There's no milk at the bottom of the pail. God tempers all the winds for the new shorelands. The devil knows the Bible like the back of his hand. The good in the world you can put inside a thimble. Still have room for you and me. If there's one thing you can say about mankind, there's nothing kind about man. You can drive out nature with the pitchfork, but it always comes roaring back again. For want of a bird, the sky was lost. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a life, the life was lost. For want of a toy, the child was lost. And misery is the river of the world. Misery is the river of the world. Everybody moan, everybody moan. Misery is the river of the world. Misery is the river of the world. Misery is the river of the world. Everybody moan, everybody moan. Everybody moan, everybody moan. Misery is the river of the world. Misery is the river of the world. Everybody moan, everybody moan. Everybody moan, everybody moan. Everybody moan. Misery is the river of the world. 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 Everybody row. Everybody row. Everybody row.
Stranger traveling through a world of woe. Ain't no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. Said he'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over. I'm only going.
For something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
WRIRLP, I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Let me get a little nerdy on you. We heard the Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows off of Revolver, and a really interesting factoid about that, especially since Kurt Ballou of Converge, who put together this track list for this evening, is also a studio engineer, producer, owner. The cool thing about Tomorrow Never Knows and the Revolver record is it was the first time automatic double tracking, which is otherwise known as ADT, was invented by an EMI records engineer that year, and it was used for the very first time on these recordings. So he used two linked tape recorders to automatically create a double vocal track, and double vocals is kind of something a lot of singers hate doing because it means you have to sing the same bit from the same song multiple times to get that sort of big chorus effect, and it's a really annoying, not fun process in the recording studio. And so ADT became a really standard, popular production technique and ended up being the sort of like early stages of what became the chorus effect. So really not only a great, clever, psychedelic pop song, but also kind of life-changing in technology for music. We heard 16 horsepower with Wayfaring Stranger. I wasn't kidding when I said I was going to play a traditional Appalachian folk song. There you go. I also had no idea that there was a genre called Gothic Americana, so consider me schooled. We heard Tom Waits with Misery is the River of the World off of Blood Money. That's his 2002 release on Anti. And Converge at the beginning of that set. Cruel Bloom, which is off of Axe to Fall, their 2009 Epitaph release, and that is a collaboration with Steve Von Till from Neurosis, and a great example that Converge is capable of making all kinds of music, not just the sort of metallic hardcore that they're super famous for. So let's get into some more music. This is going to be Quicksand with Dying Alone, and I'll get into a little bit more about this band when I return.
Pass the time with you, but hard to pass.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. Find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. We're in the last 45 minutes of the Converge show. All the music this evening has been picked by their guitarist, Kurt Ballou. I can't thank him enough for taking the time to do so. Not only pick the music, but also give me little cliff notes about why he picked each song, which I'll be posting on the WRIR.org site at the end of tonight. Just a really cool, unique look into a band that sort of a non-traditional way to interview somebody. So there is no exchange of words over the air, but you get to hear their story through other bands' music. We heard Jesus Lizard with Monkey Trick off of Goat. Probably one of the craziest shows I've ever been to in my entire life was someone had a genius idea of putting a show on a boat. It didn't actually go anywhere. It was just kind of docked in New York City. And I think it was like a CMJ show for Sub Pop and maybe Touch and Go. And the scary part was that it was sponsored by Jägermeister. So as you can imagine, a lot of these bands partaking in free Jägermeister. And needless to say, David Yell from Jesus Lizard was overboard very early in the evening. And then the whole like nightmare of trying to rescue him from the East River. We heard Converge with Trophy Scars. And I'm so stoked that Kurt picked a song. Absolutely my favorite Converge song. Reminds me of some of my favorite noisy post-discordy emo bands like Navio Forge or Fuel. That was off their 2006 Epitaph release, their sixth. We heard Cursive with A Gentleman Caller off of the Ugly Organ. Wonderful example of really angry, anxious music, but non-traditional in their use of heavy. So it's emo, but not sort of the beaten to death, hard on the sleeve kind of thing that some bands have done less creatively. And at the beginning of that set was Quicksand, Dine Alone off of Slip from 1993. I think there's probably 10 bands from the early 90s that are unsung heroes in the fact that they're not really massively popular again in the mainstream, but they're hugely important to so much of the indie underground and really proved that hardcore from New York City, like Youth of Today, Gorilla Biscuits, Bold, could grow up and become something different and not just rehash the same hardcore scene that they'd been a part of. So they were able to mix melody with something truly heavy that bands like At the Drive-In years later would take on their own variation of. And, you know, I'm going to be as bold to say as I don't even think bands like the Deftones would necessarily exist without a band like Quicksand to have done it first. So maybe some people would disagree with me, but that's my stand on Quicksand, and I'd probably put Seaweed somewhere in that mix too. But I'm going to play out the end of this Hoover track, which is called Cuts Like Drugs, and then I'm going to go into some Lincoln. So thanks again for listening. This is Cause and Effect with about 40 minutes left.
Thank you. Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Yeah, I realize that might be a kind of funny transition between today's the day and making sure your cat's protected. I'm cracking myself up. Normally, I would be playing a song under me talking, but Kurt has managed to pick, I don't know, 9, 10, 14 tracks that are littered with curse words. And of course, as a public radio show, I can't play curse words. So if you hear something drop out for a second, it's because I have to drop out a curse. And there would be nothing more in the world I'd love to do right now than to play Soulside's God City, which is what Kurt's recording studio is named after. And I can't, because up until I think maybe the 2-minute mark, there are multiple curse words. So in theory, that's what you're hearing right now. I'll turn it up once the curse is come and gone. We heard Today's the Day with My First Knife. What an amazing mathy, spazzy, crazy song from 1993. Another example of metal, but not metal. Heavy as all heck, but not traditional metal. We heard Drive Like Jehu. I had some blanked out of my mind that this was an Interscope Records release, but it was their second and final album. That, of course, Rick from Drive Like Jehu went on to be in the Obits. I really need to just do a Rick Fork show, because he was also in Pitchfork, and his band members have been in other bands like Rocket from the Crypt, and all really would make for a killer show. So it's up there. I intend to do it at one point. And we heard Lincoln with Sugarloaf at the beginning of that set. All choices by Kurt, the guitar player from Converge, who is the band of the evening. Let's see, I guess any of the songs that I didn't play tonight because of too many curse words or curse words in the title, I'm going to actually do a special little download that I'll post on WRIR.org, so you can get the full Kurt experience and hear every single song that he intended for me to play tonight. But unfortunately, because of the laws of this country, I cannot play on air. And speaking of a song I've managed to play regardless of the curse in the title, because it's probably one of my Desert Island favorite records of all time, and that is Born Against with, I'll just call this song Well Fed, and there's one more word in that title, but I won't say it. They were from the scene I grew up in the New York City area, from really not around for very long, late 80s into early 90s. Sam McPheeters and Adam Nathanson were the two main members, and then a rotating cast of characters that included members of Universal Order of Armageddon, Grey House, all sorts of great people from that kind of tri-state area community. But enough of me. Let me just play you some Born Against, one of my favorite bands ever.
And I've moved up to a receptionist, and now I'm a word processor.
We'll be right back. Free country, and I ain't got the right. But I got a badge. What do you got?
Right! join me, Phil D, 6 to 8 a.m. on WRIR 97.3. Instead of that extra cup of coffee or tea, listen. After all, it's free and loud. Cheaper than a cup of Joe and twice as potent. Friday Breakfast Blend. Flail your Fridays. WRAR 97.3. Breakfast Blend, 6 to 8 a.m.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is the very last 5 minutes of Cause and Effect, and Paul's Boutique is up next. Thanks again to Kurt Ballou for picking all the music tonight to represent the sounds that have inspired Converge to be the band that they are. Tricky little ending for Canoe Harmless. Is it H Harmless? I should probably know which is the right way to pronounce that title, but there's sort of a fake ending where it fades out and then it kicks in again, so sorry about that. We heard Converge with Concubine off of Jane Doe, their 2001 Equal Vision release, considered by many to be maybe the band's best release, quintessential like starter point. I disagree, but I understand that it's a lot of other people's favorites. We heard Rorschach with In Ruins off of Autopsy. I actually went to high school with two of the members of this band, so it's very exciting to play a band from my hometown. Definitely one of Converge's biggest influences. Definitely could hear Voivod influence of Rorschach in there too. And I'm sure most people would think that you couldn't really do a Converge show without at least playing one Rorschach track. We heard the Cro-Mags with Malfunction off of Before the Quarrel. Absolutely, when you think of what New York hardcore bands are, they're one of the first bands mentioned. We heard Sick of It All with Injustice System, certainly another band in that classic hardcore community. Entombed with Wolverine Blues, and at the beginning of that set was Born Against, Well Fed, and I'm not going to say the last word of that title because I can't. This is Starkweather that I'm talking over right now. A Philly band that definitely doesn't seem to have the attention that they should, but absolutely, I've seen lots of comments on Converge sites saying what Curtis said about Rorschach. Without Rorschach, there'd be no Converge. People say that about this band, Starkweather, so I'm going to finish out this track and then end with Cryptopsy. So thanks, and I think next week I'm going to do Iron and Wine, who have a new record coming out on January 25th. Total shift of gears, but enough talking, more rocking.
I'm gonna make you mine. Closing call Paul's Boutique at Jenny's. The number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique.